Growing the Game with Ballsy is a podcast dedicated to growing the game of football in Saskatchewan. Each week, Michael Ball will talk with Rider guests, but he'll also highlight amateur athletes, coaches, and builders in this province growing the game we love. Now, here's Ballsy.
Growing the Game with Ballsy, brought to you by these fine sponsors, Pizza Huts in Saskatchewan and David Dubay and the Concord Group of Companies, Mark Greshner Photography. Check out his awesome work at markgreshner.com. Trust him with the big moments in your life, and you can relive those moments over and over again with his great photos and videos. By Face First Medical Aesthetics above Gabos on Dewdney Avenue, ask about Botox, birthday Botox, and Brotox for the guys. Fillers, too, lips, they do it all there. Turning back the clock in a naturally looking way. By Paul Waldo over at Royal LePage in Regina. Getting the real estate game with the three-time Grey Cup champ by giving him a call, 306-502-5355. Also by SAS Selects Football, building the gridiron stars of tomorrow today with Zelko and Deb Stefanovic. And by Double Z Ag Sales in Weyburn. For grain hauling, grain marketing, and crop insurance, give Corey Zadorozniak a call at Double Z Ag Sales in Weyburn. He's a huge Rough Rider fan and a huge supporter of football in Saskatchewan.
Have a 2020 Christmas if you made it through the year. Stay at home, no place to go till the virus disappears. Have a 2020 Christmas when you're walking down the street. Wear a mask is all we ask and keep away 6 feet. Oh no, the COVID grows, it's too much for me. Binge watching Netflix now, waiting for vaccine. Have a 2020 Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, 2020 is the Grinch we all wish will soon disappear.
Time now for a homegrown segment brought to you by Riviere Ag Seeds out there in Radville. Thanks to Paul Riviere and his fine family for getting on board and supporting this podcast. And in our homegrown segment today, it's Winston Chapman, local quarterback here in the Regina area. So why did you choose the sport of football, Winston?
It's always been a sport that I've loved. I started when I was seven. I was a big chunky kid with a big arm, so... That's why I started playing quarterback, but I started playing soccer actually when I was 3 years old, and you'd see me running up and down the field, like trucking kids and running kids over, and so that was never a sport for me. So when I was seven, I decided to choose the game of football.
Has it always been quarterback for you?
Yeah. I played linebacker in my first year of Adam. And that opportunity actually helped me develop as a quarterback. And, I mean, it was unfortunate that I wasn't able to play quarterback at the time, but it really helped me learn the defense and has made me better today.
What do you like best about the quarterback position?
I think just reading the defenses and the decision-making and problem-solving. I love drawing up plays and... I've gone over 2 years of Miller film. I just love the mental aspect of the game.
So how did you get the Miller film?
I'm in contact with the Miller head coach, Dean Kuz. And he gave me a tour of the high school and, and as a part of the team, that's just generally something that you'd get.
You've had a close working relationship, I guess I could word it, with Noah Picton, former Ram great, former Heck Creighton Trophy winner. Tell me about that relationship.
Yeah, it's been great. Ever since I was 10, I started working out with Noah. It's always been a focus on footwork, mechanics, reading defenses. We've broken down Rams film and the Toronto Argonauts film ever since I was 10 years old. And he's been... a real reason why I've been successful at the next level and hope to continue that.
So that's my next question. What would be your ultimate achievement in this sport?
I hope to play professional football. That's always been a goal for me. ever since I was 10 years old. I started my own podcast, actually, called Winston One-on-One, mm-hmm. where I interviewed professional football players about what it takes to be successful. And so I interviewed Chris Jones, Matt Dunnigan, Mike Riley, to kind of learn what it takes to help me get to that spot and achieve my goal.
So what have you learned in talking to those people and in working with Noah, too? What's the common theme?
I think a lot of it is how hard you work. One of my favorite quotes that I love is, it's the will, not the skill. And so I've always kept that mindset in my workout routines, when I'm throwing, any of that stuff. And the other thing I learned from my podcast is a lot about leadership and building connections. That's been the big thing for me this year. I have kind of taken a break from my podcast. And as you know, it's been, having a podcast is super tough. Mm-hmm. But I've really learned how lucky I've been to kind of build relationships with guys like Kahari Jones and Matt Dunnigan and some of those other guys.
So how tough has it been on you mentally not to be playing football, not to have a chance to go try out for the Miller Marauders, or you know, did you play RMF this fall?
No, I played 7-on-7.
Okay, and how'd you like that? That was out in Moose Jaw with Zelko's League. What team were you on? How'd you like that?
I was on the, I think we were called the Beastly Boys, but
okay.
No, it was my favorite team to ever play on. I loved the guys, and Coach Jack, my coach, mm-hmm. who's actually now one of my mentors, was super influential for me. He's helped me become a better man and a better football player. And during the season, he really challenged me and helped me become a better leader, right? So, yeah, it was a great experience. And despite COVID happening, I kind of used it as an opportunity to be better.
That's awesome. Yeah, so the 7-on-7 league, it's for a guy that likes to throw the ball, it's, I mean, that's what you want to do, right? That makes it all the more fun.
Yeah, for sure. It's super fun to get out with the receivers and just practice the passing game, right?
So, Jack, what's Jack's last name, your coach?
Jack Lewis Dort.
Okay, and so, like, what do you like about his style?
I love how he builds a connection with his players. He is passionate, and he'll get on your ass about missing a throw or throwing a pick. But at the same time, when you do something good and when you throw a touchdown or throw a great ball, he has the exact same excitement as you. He's really a player's coach, and that's the thing I really loved about him.
Are you hearing anything about maybe a chance at a spring season there for high school football, maybe a chance for you to try out in the spring?
You know what? I've heard some things about a potential season in the spring, but I mean, I'm hopeful for it, but I also understand that health is the biggest priority. And actually, I made the decision to stay home and be online this fall, because my grandma has health issues, and my priority was keeping my family safe and really having good health. So if there's a football season or not, I know all the football players in Saskatchewan and throughout Canada are crossing their fingers, but I think health and our family should be the biggest priority.
Winston, thanks for this. I appreciate your time.
No, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
This has been Growing the Game with Ballsy. If you have a football story you'd like to share to help us grow the game, email Michael Ball at mball@harvardbroadcasting.com. Ballsy can be heard weekdays in Regina on 104.9 The Wolf Morning Show and during Saskatchewan Roughriders and U of R Rams broadcasts on 620 CKRM.